Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I am going to be learning with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is definitely going to be a scaly friend of ours, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful Barracuda. This is a very special listener episode dedicated to Leonardo, who wrote in and requested this fine creature. I hope that you enjoy your very own episode. For how to request an animal and get your very own episode, along with all of the facts that are in this one, that information is immediately available in the show notes or the description, or you can wait until the end of the show, in which I will go over all of that. To support the show and help keep it running while at the same time getting exclusive episodes, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts, or you can click the link that is down in the description. And now, let us begin to wind down as we prepare for our journey. As always, I have three primary exhortations for each and every one of you, the first of which is to ensure you have your scuba gear on. We are going to need those wetsuits, those goggles, those oxygen tanks, all of those things for where we are going today. My second exhortation to you is to realize perhaps where you are carrying some tension. Now, that tension might be in the shoulders or in the legs, in the arms. Regardless of where you carry your tension, my encouragement to you is the same. Bring up in your mind something like Jell-O, and do your best to impersonate that Jell-O. And when I mean do your best, I mean do an Oscar award-winning performance of an impersonation. We do not need any of that tension where we are going, so I simply encourage you to leave it to the side. And my third encouragement to you is to give your mind permission to wander and journey with me into the western Atlantic Ocean just off of Brazil, where the Barracuda resides. You may notice that the water here is warmer than you might have expected. That is because we are looking for a creature that prefers some of those tropical regions with warm water and plenty of food. And we have the pleasure today of swimming around basically the ocean's version of a megacity. Near the coast of Brazil, there are miles and miles of coral reef, sporting all different sorts of colors and all different sorts of residents as well. And the only form of rent or mortgage that these fish have to pay is that they keep their space clean. But let's go over just some broad things regarding the Barracuda. Now, the name that I am using for this creature, Barracuda, is its common name, but it has a scientific name that is Spherina. This word, like all other scientific names, has Latin roots, and it means pike-like fish. We'll see in a moment just how apt that is. While we are here just off the coast of Brazil, we could be in many other places as well. This is because the Barracuda is widely distributed all across the world, though typically in those places with warmer water. They prefer those shallower coastal waters of less than about 330 feet deep, and so that will generally be areas like shorelines, continental shelves, and like today, coral reefs. Today we are covering the Barracuda in a broad brush, meaning we are not going into the individual species. But keep in mind that there are more than 20 Barracudas. But our reference point in general is going to be the Great Barracuda. The Barracuda has a capacity to go very quickly and in short bursts. We'll find how they use these capabilities to their advantage in just a moment. but the barracuda also has a mouth that is full of sharp, needle-like teeth. And given the fact that they are carnivores, this makes for one serious predator. And their scientific name, which means a pike-like fish, can be easily seen by looking on their exterior. And now we have the pleasure of looking upon the barracuda. And keep in mind that while today we have a special opportunity to come up nice and close, if you were ever to do another scuba journey, say out in the Caribbean somewhere or in some other warmer waters, going up very close to barracudas is generally not a smart thing to do. We'll learn why a little bit later, but I just wanted to clarify that. And so remember their scientific name that means pike-like fish. A pike is a slender sort of spear, and as you can see, these creatures have a very slender, muscular, and cylindrical body. They are the animal version of a torpedo. Or rather, I would say that the torpedo is a mechanical version of the barracuda. Simply stated, the barracuda is built for speed. They are extremely well-suited given their environment and will be able to make quick work of their hunting excursions. And so today, while the main barracuda we're going to be interacting with is the great barracuda, given the 20 different species that are referred to as barracudas, there can be large differences in aspects like size. The northern barracuda, for example, won't grow larger than about 18 inches long, while the great barracuda that we are looking at now can reach lengths of more than 6 feet. As is usually the case, the great variety of species will also have a great variety of differences among them. The smaller barracudas will generally hunt together, while the larger barracuda will prefer to be solitary. They look something like a blend of gray and white. Sometimes there is a blue color on top. And basically all of this makes them camouflage into the environment around them. Perhaps not as deceiving a camouflage as a chameleon, for example. But this will still give them an edge with certain prey that may not have the best eyesight. Now these critters have some very interesting coloration. Their sides will be this very shiny silver color, while on top they will be sometimes a mixture, but sometimes just one at a time, gray, white, or blue. And what this does is that any creature that is looking down upon them from above will have a really hard time making out the outline of this creature, and so making it a lot easier for the barracuda to initiate an ambush. This is not as deceptive a camouflage as, say, the chameleon, but it certainly does the job. Their bellies are also white, which makes them harder to see from below as well. So from looking top to bottom, creatures will see gray, white, or sometimes blue, but when looking up towards the barracuda, the white of their belly will paint them into the whole picture of the sea, making it very hard for them to distinguish the fearsome barracuda. But though many barracudas have something similar in terms of coloration, they do have unique patterns on their body. These unique patterns are comprised mainly of markings, which the scientists can then use to monitor individuals. These markings will depend on how the barracuda interacts with its environment, with different circumstances, and so it will be an indication as to individual identification. The great barracuda can be about 24 kilos, which is around 53 pounds, while the smaller barracudas can be something like 6 kilograms, which is about 13 pounds. And now let's see how the barracuda uses their bursts of speed and their slender bodies and sharp teeth to their advantage. As we learned before, the barracuda is a carnivore, and so will skip the greens entirely and instead opt for other fish. They will prey on a multitude of other fish, both small and big, and they generally hunt as ambush predators. As an ambush predator, they will not waste a lot of their energy proactively hunting, but will rather wait and be opportunistic in that sense. The barracuda can actually eat fish that are almost the size of them. Keep in mind that they are not eating things as a snake would eat them, meaning taking them in whole, but much like us, they will take successive bites and can consume a large amount of food. They won't exactly chew in the same way, but will rather bite in quick succession, meaning they will bite and bite again. And as their jaws clamp down, they will shake their heads and with those razor-sharp teeth, split their prey. This is a mechanism known as ram biting. And being able to break up their prey in this way is highly advantageous, as it allows them to have a very large menu. If they could only eat fish that will fit in their mouths in one go, they would be much more limited than they are right now. And so let's remember that they are considered aggressive ambush predators. With the white that is on their belly and the white, gray, or blue that is on the top of them, they will lie in wait and in a sudden burst of speed snatch up their prey. It is interesting to note that while the barracuda relies on camouflage and tricking the visual perception of other fish, their own vision is very astute. And these fish are so fast that the attack can be over before the victim even knows it's being hunted. The barracuda has the ability to accelerate from 0 to 36 miles or 58 kilometers per hour in seconds. So while we as people attempt to build machinery like cars that can go from 0 to 60 in a certain amount of time, the barracuda has been doing that before we even started. But this sudden burst of speed allows them to quickly snatch up their meals not only before the animal figures out a way to escape, but before they even figure out that they need to find a way to escape. And once the barracuda has its prey in its jaws, the prey is not going anywhere. Their teeth are sharp and fang-like, something similar to that of the piranha, and their underbite, in combination with backwards-facing teeth, that prey is there to stay. And when the barracuda is hunting, as we learned before, they hunt more by sight than anything else. Many predatory fish prefer to hunt with smell rather than sight, but these creatures have flipped the script. And this is one of the reasons why I don't recommend if you were to go out and do another journey into some coastal waters to find barracudas, that you would go all that close to them. There are certain visual cues that stimulate the barracuda and stimulate them to attack as well, as we must remember that fish have scales that reflect light very well and so make them shiny. So if human beings enter the water with glittering objects that might be jewelry or watches or something like that, this may cause certain curious barracudas to investigate and to do a little bit more than investigate. If they mistake these objects for food, they will attack promptly and viciously. So if we are in the water around these creatures, we must make sure to remove any shiny objects, things like jewelry and watches, from our person. And one interesting fact is that barracudas are considered somewhat poisonous to human beings. When I say somewhat, I mean that they are considerably more harmful to ingest than other fish species. This may be because the reef fish that the barracudas eat themselves consume a lot of algae that contains high levels of a certain toxin, and so ingesting barracudas for the most part is not a good idea. The barracuda, like many other fish, lay eggs instead of giving birth to live young, and so they will spawn these eggs in large schools. And after a certain incubation period, you will have a bunch of baby barracudas swimming around. There are a couple of nocturnal specialists among the barracuda species. That includes species like the sawtooth barracuda and the yellowmouth barracuda, who have special adaptations for nighttime hunting. They have these extra large, very highly sensitive eyes that will allow them to look around in their environment and see prey quite clearly, even when there is little to no light. The majority of other fish with normal to subpar vision are going to have a hard time escaping and even identifying the barracuda, especially since the barracudas themselves have camouflaging characteristics. And now let us move on to the name of the creature, the barracuda. What does it mean, or where does it come from? It is defined as a large, voracious fish of the West Indies and Florida, and it was termed this around the 1670s. We get this word from another word, barracuda, which comes from American Spanish, barracuda. And this is perhaps from a Carib word. And so there is a bit of uncertainty here, but there is also not too complicated a history either. Now in season 6, we have started to name certain charities or foundations that surround the creatures that we cover, but in the case of the barracuda, because they are of least concern, they have a wide range and huge populations, there are currently no foundations that I could find that specifically address this species. And so let us move on to the review portion of the show, which comes from MCoffee2, who writes all the way from the United States of America. And MCoffee writes, "My favorite podcast to fall asleep to. I love that the content is engaging enough to stop my mind from wandering, but still soothing enough to put me to sleep. I feel so much more relaxed and fall asleep much quicker listening to this podcast. Thank you, MCoffee, for taking the time to leave this very kind review. I am so glad that it is your number one podcast to fall asleep to. I believe I have said this before, but it is a unique privilege of mine to be able to host a podcast in which making people fall asleep and keeping them awake are beneficial goals. Every one of you is different and seems to listen to the show in a different light. I had someone recently write in and tell me that they listen to the show when they're working out or when they're exercising. That was certainly a first. But regardless, I am very happy that the show can be of use to you personally, MCoffee, and I am very glad that you are part of what makes the podcast so special. If you enjoy the show or the show helps you at all, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen is one of the biggest ways that you can give back. It's quick, it makes the show better, it allows for many more people to find the show in the first place, and grows our animal podcast family. And so if you enjoy the show, I greatly encourage you to do so. Now, if you want to have your very own podcast episode, you can suggest an animal by going to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and clicking on the animal request tab. If you wish to reach out to me in any other context, you can do so through the Instagram Relax with Animal Facts or by sending an email to relaxwithanimalfacts@gmail.com. And if you would like to support the show while getting access to some exclusive content, you can do so by going to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts or by going into the description and clicking on the Patreon link. The facts that were used in this episode come from seaworld.org, factanimal.com, nationalgeographic.com, and etimonline.com. This episode would not have been possible without these facts, and so I encourage you to explore those resources to your heart's content. They're all in the description below. What a wonderful critter we got to learn about today. The barracuda is one of the most efficient hunters in the waters. They are something like organic sports cars or organic submarines that can reach top speeds so quickly. It always amazes me how animals can be so different from one another, but can all instill a sense of amazement if you just know where to look. I hope that you all have enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you will join me on the next podcast episode with the next animal. Take care.